All the generations from Adam to this day have passed away. Well, same is true in our day and age. But those who by God's grace were perfected in love have a place among the godly, who will be revealed when the kingdom of Christ visits us. So what does this mean? He says, those who were perfected in love, however we're going to understand that term, those who practiced love, perhaps. Those who practiced love, and we're talking about this biblical kind of love, love for God, love for neighbor. Even though they passed away, like every other human being that's ever lived, everybody died. Nevertheless, they're in storage. They're going to be revealed when the Messianic era arrives. So what's he talking about? He's talking about the resurrection. He's talking about who is going to attain the resurrection of the dead. That's what he's talking about here. He says, for it is written, enter into the innermost rooms for a very little while until my anger and wrath shall pass away. That's a quote from Isaiah. Enter into the innermost rooms. That's your tombs. In other words, go lay in your tomb for a little while until my anger and wrath shall pass away. And then if you kept reading the passage in Isaiah, you'd see that it refers to the resurrection. But instead, Clement jumps to a different passage that we do not have, or his version of Isaiah is different than ours, because it goes on to say, and I will remember a good day and will raise you from the grave, from your graves. Rabbi Meir says, I think Rabbi Meir refers to the day of resurrection as a good day. Huh. Should have looked that up. The good day.
Mm-hmm. Is that the rapture day?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Blessed are we, dear friends, if we continue to keep God's commandments in the harmony of love, that our sins may be forgiven through love. Isn't that nice? Now, what commandments is he referring to? God's commandments. This is the Torah. You know, so he's writing to the Corinthians and he's saying, you know, we're blessed are we, happy are we, if we continue to keep the Torah in the harmony of love, that our sins may be forgiven us through love. For it is written, and now he quotes from the Psalms, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will reckon no sin and in whose mouth there's no deceit. Now this declaration of blessedness was pronounced upon those who have been chosen by God through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Which is our sixth doxology so far. I don't know how many there are. That's why I'm counting as we go. So those two chapters are the love chapters of Clement. Chapter 51. So then, for whatever sins we've committed, and whatever we've done through any tricks of the adversary, you know, the devil, he lays his snares at our feet every day to tempt us, to trick us up. Let us ask that we may be forgiven. And those too who set themselves up as leaders of rebellion and dissension ought to look to the common ground of hope. They should look for forgiveness too. For those who walk in fear and love, that's fear of God and love of God, the two motivations that we have for serving Hashem, the fear of God and the love of God. Those who walk in fear and love prefer that they themselves rather than their neighbors should fall into suffering, and that they would rather bring condemnation upon themselves than upon the harmony which has been so nobly and righteously handed down to us. So in other words, he's saying, if these leaders, these new leaders of yours, are godly men, they'll look around and see how much trouble they've caused, and they'll step down of their own accord. For it is good for man to confess his transgressions rather than to harden his heart, as the heart of those who rebelled against Moses, the servant of God, was hardened. Their condemnation was made very clear. Now he's speaking about Korah's rebellion. For they went down to Hades alive. They went down to Sheol alive. So this is from Numbers chapter 16, where the earth opens its mouth and swallows up Korah and the Reubenites. They went down to Hades alive, and death will be their shepherd. That's a terrible sentiment. You know, because we look to Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. But not so the wicked. Death will be their shepherd. That's from the Psalms as well. It's from Psalm 49. Another example. Pharaoh and his army and all the rulers of Egypt, the chariots and their riders, were plunged into the Red Sea and perished for no other reason than that their foolish hearts were hardened after the signs and the wonders that had been accomplished in the land of Egypt by Moses, the servant of God. So what's his point? His point is, he knows that the leaders in Corinth are going to be reading this epistle. He's like, don't harden your heart. Don't be like Korah. Don't be like the Reubenites. Don't be like Pharaoh. Step down. One more chapter. He says, Hashem, brothers, has no need of anything at all. God doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything from us. He requires nothing of anyone except that he make a confession to him. For David, the chosen one, says, I will confess to the Lord, and it will please him more than a young calf with horns and hooves. Let the poor see this and rejoice. So in other words, Clement's invoking this this line of psalms and prophecies where Hashem says, hey, you know, the sacrifices are nice. I'm glad, you know, thanks for the sacrifices. But I actually own the cattle on 1,000 hills, right? So what is it that Hashem really wants? He wants our hearts. He wants us to, you know, he's looking for, he says here, confession, a contrite heart. Another quote, he says, and again he says, sacrifice to God, a sacrifice of praise, and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of your affliction, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. And here's the point, for the sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. And of course, this is what Clement is looking for from the leaders of the insurrection in Corinth and from their followers, a contrite and broken spirit. All right, that's as far as we go tonight. We'll pick it up with Clement 53. And there will be no class next week. It's Sukkot. And we don't want to be sitting in here during Sukkot. All right.